We continue reading the prophet Isaiah, coming today to Isaiah 65. We will read verses 1 to 16. Isaiah 65, 1 to 16. Now, in our sermon today from 2 Peter, the apostle is going to rehearse Old Testament examples of God's judgment, which prove that he means business. Well, here we have one of the great examples of God's judgment, his judgment of his covenant people Israel. And this chapter, very heartbreakingly to Isaiah, is going to recount the wholesale way they basically do everything they possibly can to offend the true and living God, the God of their salvation, the God of the covenant. Everything that's supposed to be an expression of devotion to him gets perverted. You'll listen to just the litany that he gives. And yet you have two great images here. The first is at the beginning of the passage. God says in verse 2, I spread out my hands all the day to a rebellious people who walk in a way that is not good. God's going to judge them, but he's a God of grace. You know, today, looking at the wickedness of our society, that's the whole sin. In every way we seem to be turning astray. Yet through the preaching of Jesus Christ, God has his hands spread wide. If you've not come to Jesus for salvation, it's not because God has turned his back on you. But the day is going to come when he does turn his back, his face, in biblical terms, and there will be judgment. But through that judgment, the remnant of his people will be saved. And this chapter ends with wonderful statements of that which will be. In fact, he's moving forward to the age to come, the days of the age of glory after Christ returns. There will be blessing for those who come and believe. Well, let's give ear to God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, Isaiah 65, beginning at verse 1. I was ready to be sought by those who did not ask for me. I was ready to be found by those who did not seek me. I said, here am I, to a nation that was not called by my name. I spread out my hands all the day to a rebellious people who walk in a way that is not good, following their own devices, a people who provoke me to my face continually, sacrificing in gardens and making offerings on bricks, who sit in tombs and spend the night in secret places, who eat pig's flesh and broth of tainted meat is in their vessels, who say, keep to yourself, do not come near to me, for I am too holy for you. These are a smoke in my nostrils, a fire that burns all the day. Behold, it is written before me, I will not keep silent, but I will repay. I will indeed repay into their bosom both your iniquities and your father's iniquities together, says the Lord, because they made offerings on the mountains and insulted me on the hills. I will measure into their bosom payment for their former deeds. Thus says the Lord, as the new wine is found in the cluster, and they say, do not destroy it, for there is a blessing in it, so I will do for my servant's sake and not destroy them all. I will bring forth offspring from Jacob and from Judah, possessors of my mountains. My chosen shall possess it, and my servant shall dwell there. Sharon shall become a pasture for flocks, and the valley of Achor a place for herds to lie down, for my people who have sought me. But you who forsake the Lord, who forget my holy mountain, who set a table for fortune and fill cups of mixed wine for destiny, I will destine you to the sword, and all of you shall bow down to the slaughter, because when I called, you did not answer. When I spoke, you did not listen. But you did what was evil in my eyes and chose what I did not delight in. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, behold, my servant shall eat, but you shall be hungry. Behold, my servant shall drink, but you shall be thirsty. Behold, my servant shall rejoice, but you shall be put to shame. Behold, my servant shall sing for gladness of heart, but you shall cry out for pain of heart and shall wail for breaking of spirit. You shall leave your name to my chosen for a curse. And the Lord God will put you to death. But his servants he will call by another name, so that he who blesses himself in the land shall bless himself by the God of truth. And he who takes an oath in the land shall swear by the God of truth. Because the former troubles are forgotten and are hidden from my eyes. The grass withers, the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever. Amen.